Well, if anybody like a copy of God's Word this afternoon here in Hanley Center, the Word of God offered freely and without any obligation to you, New Testament in its entirety, yours for the taking, read, study, meditate upon God's Word that you might come to a knowledge of God and to that place of obedience to the gospel, that is to repent of your sins and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. If you'd like a copy of God's Word, do feel free to come and ask us for one, gladly place into your hands. Talking these days about the end of the age, and of course what the Bible has to say, inform us with regards to that. What has a beginning obviously also has an end, and the universe in which we live, move and have our being, created by God, the Bible tells us, in the beginning, not hatched out in some evolutionary nonsense, but created by an intelligent being, and that being God himself. But then of course he also informs us, tells us, you know, how it will come to an end. That is, how God will wrap the whole thing up and begin again, if you like, begin anew, a new heaven and a new earth. An end of this world order as we know it and see it today. And of course there are, the Bible says, precursors to that, prior, that is, to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ again into the world. Not, that is, as a child in a manger, but coming with his mighty angels. The Bible says, in flaming fire, unquenchable fire, to take vengeance upon those who know not God and who obey not the gospel. And then following, of course, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ again, well then, all that will be left will be the day of judgment, the day of God's wrath. But of course these things are, well, these things are given to us, the information, the knowledge is given to us, that we might escape that vengeance of the Lord Jesus Christ, that before these times come, that he might become your Savior, that is, that you might be brought to a knowledge of God, and that you might be brought to obedience to the gospel. The Bible tells us that prior to the end, the coming, the appearing, the epiphany, the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ to judge the world in righteousness, well, the Bible tells us that there will be things that will take place. There will be a growing and extreme lawlessness, the appearance of the Antichrist, the son of perdition. These, of course, will be awful and dreadful days. There will be days in which those who have not loved the truth but rejected the truth that is that God has revealed to us in his word, the Bible, those who have rejected it, not loved the truth, embraced the truth, and brought to salvation, those shall receive from God himself a further delusion, more deceit. Deceitful hearts already, the Bible says, naturally speaking, but then of course to be deceived and to be deluded even more. Surely, maybe, perhaps you can see, well, at least something of that in your own society and world today. I mean, what a delusion it is, you know. Surely it can only be, you know, we stand back in horror, you know, at the ill treatment and the slaughter of animals, but yet we do that to human beings in the name of abortion. Surely, tell me that is not blindness, spiritual, moral blindness. And then, of course, you know, the idea, the very thought, you know, that a young man could possibly become a woman or vice versa. Tell me that's not delusion, my friends. And I think, will tell you that you are deluded. But of course, in these days in which we speak, at the end of the age, well, it will be worse, even worse. So, but then of course, there'll be those who have embraced the truth, those who have believed the truth, loved the truth, and those, of course, who have repented of their sin, those, that is, what the Bible says, chosen by God and sanctified by His Spirit, that is, reborn of God's Spirit, that is, you know, made new creatures in Jesus Christ and brought to that place of a knowledge of God, loving, intimate relationship with God in covenant friendship, you know. Those are chosen, the Bible says, well, before the foundation of the world. But the evidence, you see, that a person is one of those select persons is that they, well, that they love the truth, you see. They believe the truth. They don't reject the truth. They don't discard the truth. They don't take pleasure in unrighteousness, but rather they delight themselves in the Lord, in God Himself. And then, of course, I mean, for them, well, there'll be distressing days, that there's no doubt, you know. But for such as have believed, well, the Bible goes on to say that, well, they shall have a preservation order upon them. So you see, no matter how evil, no matter how wicked those days become, those who have believed, you see, safe as safe can be. Why? Well, because Jesus gives those who believe, He gives to them eternal life with the promise that they shall never perish, kept by the power of God unto salvation, ready to be revealed in that time when Jesus comes with His mighty angels in flaming fire to take vengeance upon those who do not know God and who have not obeyed the gospel. What about you, sir? You obeyed the gospel?
I'm not a Christian.
You're not a Christian?
No.
What's your excuse?
There's no excuse.
That's true. Well, what hinders you? What hinders you? What keeps you from becoming a Christian?
Huh?
Buddha? Yeah. You don't believe in him, do you?
No, just
who I believe in. Oh, does?
It doesn't matter what I believe in, yeah. You believe what you believe in. I do too.
Yeah, but it's only belief in the truth.
Yeah,
you see that?
Belief in the truth.
Well, there's only one truth.
That's right.
And it's not Buddha, it can't be Buddha and Jesus.
The same God, different name.
No, sir. No, sir.
I would advise you, sir, to open your eyes and just look around.
Well, what I do, I'm doing it now, look.
Yeah, who's listening?
Eh?
Who's listening?
Well, I mean, are you listening to God's voice? The preaching of His word?
Sir, I've had my own belief for 35 years. You can't change it.
Can't? Well, God, no, you can't, but God can.
My God can.
No, the God of the Bible. There's only one God, sir.
No, I disagree.
Only one God. There can only be one God.
There's only one. If there is only one, it's not necessarily Christian.
Oh, I see, okay. Well, did Buddha die for your sins?
No.
What about your sins? What about the lust of your heart?
I have no sins.
You've no sins?
I have.
Wow.
Lots of sins.
You're not fit for this world, sir.
Well, yeah, exactly. Why is it?
Oh, madam? Madam, can I help you?
Why is God angry?
Hey, pardon? Why is God angry? Why is God angry? Because we're sinners, wicked sinners. With deceitful hearts.
Not all of us are sinners.
Yes, we are, sir. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God, you see, God is, here's the good news. God has done something about His anger. He has sent His Son, Jesus, into the world to die for our sins so that when we trust in Him, we can be forgiven.
Jesus is a prophet as well.
Stefan?
Do you call Jesus a prophet?
No, he's more than a prophet.
He's our prophet.
He's the Son of God and God the Son.
No, he's a prophet.
No. He's God. He's God.
He's God, but Jesus.
He's God. No. Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. Jesus died for sins. Muhammad didn't die for your sins.
This is what I'm trying to say. We're God's kids.
No, ma'am.
Not without Jesus.
You have to be born again.
God, you have to be born again, ma'am.
No, you have to be born again. No forgiveness without Jesus. In the Bible, in the Torah, in the Torah, Moses says.
He's saying Korah.
In the Torah, you don't know what the Torah is?
No, what's the Torah?
You need to go back, get back to your mosque and ask them.
No, you're not pronouncing.
Moses, right? Moses said, without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness, right? In Islam, you have no blood sacrifice. You have no blood sacrifice for your sin. God provided the blood sacrifice, His own Son, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. It's an empty, void, dead religion. It's of the flesh. It profits nothing. A man, a woman must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. That's why God's Son came into the world.
Sir.
Buddha didn't die for your sin. Jesus. Muhammad didn't die for your sin. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God the Son, God manifest in the flesh. You have no peace, sir. You have no love without Jesus.
You've not heard
without the Son of God.
Not heard what I finished saying. Peace and love to you, sir.
Sir, you have no peace, you have no love, and we have no fellowship, sir. We have no fellowship between light and darkness.
Peace and love.
You need to repent and believe the gospel, sir. That's more appropriate. Yes, sir, I have. A man or woman, you see, must be brought to a knowledge of God and obedience to the gospel. This is what God requires of you, that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ and Lord, Lord and God, Jesus Christ, God the Son, came into the world, became a man, took upon himself frail human flesh, and went to the cross, bled and died on the cross, in order that men could be forgiven. There has to be a legal basis for forgiveness. God cannot just forgive your sin willy-nilly. There has to be a legal basis for forgiveness. And that legal basis is His Son, Jesus Christ, slain on the cross. You have no forgiveness. You have no forgiveness. There is no forgiveness outside the gospel of God's Son, Jesus Christ. No forgiveness. No forgiveness in Islam. No forgiveness in Buddhism. No forgiveness. No forgiveness outside the gospel of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Reconciliation to God takes place as the result of God's Son shedding His blood, dying on that cross, and rising from the dead. If you do not believe the Son, you have not got life, and the wrath of God, the anger of God, rests and abides upon you. The anger and the wrath of God that's upon you for your wicked religiosity, secularism, unbelief, call your sin what it is, the wrath of God abides upon you as a result of, and can only be lifted, can only be taken from you when you put your trust and your faith in Jesus, the Son of God and God the Son. God who became man, who accomplished what the law, what the flesh, what religion could never do, He accomplished by His dying on the cross. Sent by His Father for this purpose and this reason, particularly. particularly the only begotten Son, to die on the cross in order that men and women might be forgiven. But without that blood sacrifice, without God's Lamb being slain on the cross, there is no forgiveness. There is no way back to God. Why, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. One name under heaven. And it's not Muhammad. It's not Buddha. And it's not Confucius. It's not the Pope of Rome. One name and one name only. None other name under heaven given amongst men by which we must be saved. Jesus is his name, the Son of God, who loved sinners, religious sinners, all kinds of sinners, who loved sinners and gave himself for them, gave up his life, that is, on the cross, surrendered it, yielded it. It's the manifestation of God's love. You have no evidence of God's love in all the universe, not in the stars, the planets, not in the earth, not in creatures great and small. One place and one place only do you have a manifestation of God's love, and that's in the cross of his Son, Jesus Christ. Given for the sins of the world, given for men that they might be reconciled to God, that they might be forgiven, and that they might be made fit for purpose, fit for God, and fit for heaven one day. So friends, without Jesus, without the Son of God, without the Son of Man, without he who is God, God manifested himself in flesh, made of a woman, made under the law, in order that he might come and make that ultimate sacrifice and lay down his life for those who will believe the truth, that is, those who will reject the lie, that is, those who will reject the lie of false religion, those who will reject the lie of secularism, those who will reject the lie of evolutionism, those who will reject the lie, repent of the lie, and believe the truth. And there is but one truth, and it's revealed in the Bible, in God's Word. Nowhere else in all this planet can you find God's Word, the Bible, and the Bible alone. God's faultless, infallible, breathed out Word, the information, the knowledge that you need in order to come to a knowledge of God in covenant friendship, and to come to obedience to the gospel. That obedience that God requires of you, that is that you repent and believe the gospel in order that you might be saved. Oh, the Word of God, the precious, precious truth is believing the truth, you see, that brings a person into the kingdom of God. Know ye not, says God? Don't you know? Haven't you got the knowledge, the information yet? Don't you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? They cannot. Cannot. But God poses that question to you in order that you might inform yourself, that you might take hold of God's Word, that you might read it, study it. If you haven't got one, we'll give you one gladly. Read for yourself. Study the pages of God's Holy Writ. God has spoken in holiness. All are sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None righteous, says God. None good, none that doeth good. Lady says she has no sins. God says she's a liar. All men are liars, says God. Deceive themselves. Hearts of deceit and desperately wicked, says God. No, friends, there's none good and none that doeth good. doubted whatsoever is not of faith. That is, faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ is sin. Sin, my friends, conceived in sin, in your mother's womb, and born in sin, and live in sin, and die in sin, and go to a lost eternity, unless God's grace intervenes, unless God's grace comes to you by the preaching of the gospel. That's how it comes to men and women. The hearing of the gospel, the receiving of the engrafted word that is able to save your souls, believing the truth that God Himself has revealed and given to us in order that we might be brought into a saving relationship with the true and living God. So I ask you, have you believed the truth? The end is coming. The end is near. Time is short, says the Lord Jesus Christ. How will He find you in that day when He comes with His mighty angels to judge? Will He find you without the knowledge of God? Will He find you having not obeyed the gospel? Or will He find you as one of those who have been indeed sanctified of the Spirit, that is, born again, separated from your sin, separated from the world, separated from all that's false, separated from the wickedness and the evil of this world, and right with God, justified by faith through the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ? In such a day, oh, they'll be terrifying. They'll be horrendous. There will be lawless days prior to the coming of Jesus, the Bible says. But friends, those who have believed the truth, those who have surrendered, submitted themselves to King Jesus, they shall be preserved in that day. They shall be kept in that day, my friends. They will be in the hands of their faithful Lord, the one who promises to keep them and to preserve them to the end. They shall never perish. Whosoever believeth on the Son of God, that is, whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. Whosoever believeth shall not perish in their sin, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, believe the truth, whosoever believeth on the Son of God, he that believeth on the Son hath life, but he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains, abides upon them. It's Jesus that you need, friends. It's God's love that you need. It's God's grace that you need, revealed to you in the gospel of my Lord Jesus Christ, and there alone. And then, my friends, those preserved and kept in such a wicked, wicked, evil day, those are us who have faith, because as the Bible says, not all men have faith. No, indeed. Son of God, He asks the question. He says that when He returns, will He find faith on the earth? Well, He doesn't answer the question. But I think the logical conclusion we come to is not much, not much. There will be those, whom God has chosen and brought to believe, brought to submission to King Jesus. They will be kept and preserved right to the very end. But no, the answer to the question is, there'll be very little faith, because there'll be a great falling away. There'll be strong delusions from God upon those who have not loved the truth. And then, of course, well, there's the Antichrist himself, the great deceiver, the agent of Satan and the devil, the old serpent. And his primary weapon, his primary tool, is the lie. It's to feed lies to people. It's to deceive people. He was a liar from the the beginning, says Jesus. And the murderer, he's the murderer of men's souls. And the deceiver of men's minds. And so that deceit will be abominable. It will be terrible in those days. Now's the time to get saved, friends. Not to wait till then. Not to wait to see how it will happen with you. No, friends, now is the time. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of God's grace. Now is the time, my friends, when men and women can still yet hear the gospel being declared and come to faith in Jesus Christ and be saved. Or repent, do repent and believe the gospel. Then you'll be armed with the truth. Then your mind will be girded by the truth. Then you'll be preserved by the truth and be preserved by a faithful Lord and God who promises preservation to those who embrace the truth. And in spite of all the opposition that you might face in the church and out of it, for other deceptions inside and outside, preserved from them all, kept in the truth by a faithful covenant God, and enduring and holding out against all the evils right to the end. Jesus tells us that unless those days were shortened, not even the elect, not even those chosen of God would survive, would endure. But they are promised to believe the truth that they will indeed endure right to the end. Safe as safe can be, it's the only place to be safe. The only safe place in the world, my friends, in the arms of Jesus. In the arms of the Son of God. You live in a dangerous world now, but at the end of the age it will be even more dangerous. Oh, there are dangers everywhere. Snares everywhere. Deceits everywhere. There are those, the powers of hell, who have a vested interest in your soul. Satan the devil and his minions, his false prophets. They want to populate hell where they're going with as many people as possible. But Jesus Christ was sent into the world that you might be liberated from such danger, from such threat. Salvation, safety, my friends, safety from the very first danger, that of your sin, the unbelief that keeps you in your sin. The rejection of the truth that keeps you in your sin. But belief of the truth brings forgiveness. God's forgiveness. Access to God. Relationship with God. And safety in the arms of God. Because once a man, once a woman is in the arms of the living God, I tell you, in the arms of the only Savior, Jesus Christ, they are as safe can be. Nothing in heaven and nothing on the earth and nothing in hell can touch them. Oh, they might be able to kill your body. They might be able to ridicule you and persecute you, but that's all that they can do. The very worst that they can do is send you to heaven to be with Jesus forever. It's the only safe place to be, my friends, in the arms of Jesus. I commend you. I commend him to you. And then, my friends, there's the promise of peace. Now, the Lord of peace himself give you peace always, he says to his children. Not the world's peace. There's never peace in this world. Oh, the United Nations would tell you differently. They would tell you they're going to bring an end to war. They're going to bring peace to the world. Universal peace. Impossible. Jesus says so. He says there will be wars and rumors of wars. And then we have the symbol. We have the symbol of the red horse in the apocalypse. The one controlled by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the red horse, symbolizes all the wars that there will be. Under under the control of King Jesus, but all the worst that ever there has been, and that there will be right to the end. So world peace, the world's peace is a nonsense. Will not happen, does not happen, cannot happen. There is no peace in this world, and there is no peace for the wicked. My peace I give unto you, says Jesus. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, can be yours. Peace with God, that is. No more is He wrathful. No more is He angry against you. No more is the wrath of God arrayed against you, lifted, taken from you. Peace with God, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Peace that only Jesus can give you, that comes to a person only when they lay down the weapons of their warfare. Stop arguing, stop fighting with God. Put aside the smoke screens. Repent of the lie. Turn from the false religion, false philosophies. Turn from the unbelief. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and peace with God, and the peace of God belongs to them. A peace that tranquilizes the heart and mind, and a peace that's everlasting, unbreakable. Nobody, once Jesus gives it to you, can take it away from you. Oh, dear friends, what blessing! Patient endurance right to the very end. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can touch you at all. In all the universe, in all God's creation, nothing can touch you. Nothing at all. And then when the judgment comes, when He appears, when He is revealed, Jesus, my Lord, with His holy angels, mighty angels, in that unquenchable fire to take vengeance upon those who know not God and who obey not the gospel, you'll be as safe as can be. You'll be joining with Jesus and His holy angels. And instead of being an object of His vengeance, you'll be an object of His admiration. Not because of anything in you, not because of anything you've done, but simply and only because of His grace. Wonderful, wonderful, amazing, astonishing, delectable grace. Oh, delight yourselves in the Lord, Jesus Christ, that is. Delight yourself not in unrighteousness, but delight yourself in Him who is altogether delectable, who is altogether lovely, beautiful, who will never do you any harm. Take only from you that which is harmful, that which will ruin and destroy you, and give you in its place, I tell you, what you never imagined possible. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, beautiful.
Ah, you're a Christian, sir?
Yeah, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
You met him?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, yeah, good,
yeah.
Good.
Mind blowing, isn't it?
Astonishing. Astonishing.
Absolutely astonishing.
Men only you, like, yeah.
Yeah, I keep praying for this every when I leave down. I'll sit there. The eyes of the blind are open.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Because they don't know. They don't. It's not their fault, is it, in a way? They don't know.
It's there for my protection, madam.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We do a little bit. Yeah. We have to have it these days.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be like that, but we
no, have
to.
No, no. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, sir, thanks for stopping, eh?
And you, God bless you.
God bless you. You're local?
Yeah. Well, family, but we work from Manly Baptist Church, yeah.
Oh, do you? Right, okay, yeah, right. Yeah, very good, yeah. Nice to meet you anyway, eh? Shake my hand.
Gary,
good to meet you.
Sure, now.
Jimmy. Yeah. I'm here every Thursday, like.
Right.
So you might pray for us, eh?
Yeah,
if you will,
there. Might come up a bit early, what time?
Normally here about one o'clock.
Right, yeah. Right. We'll call up then. We'll call
okay,
up.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Sure thing. God bless. Have a good day, yeah. So friends, I commend the Lord Jesus Christ to you. He's a wonderful Savior. You know, peace, hope, joy, endurance, patient endurance. You know, regardless of all the wickedness that you see in the world and that will come, that will grow and will manifest itself abundantly at the end. but through patient endurance and the peace of God that passes all understanding, you'll be kept for time and for eternity. And only the gospel can give you this. Oh, that's why we call it good news. That's why we call it glad tidings. That's why we tell it news of great joy, because that's what it is. That's what it is. I wish I could open your eyes, but I cannot. I wish I could open your understanding, but I cannot. Only God Himself can do that. But we come to you in that hope and that prayer that God would open the eyes of your understanding, that the Spirit of God would shed the love abroad in your heart and begin that work in you, that He alone can do that miracle of being born again, that supernatural transformation by the power of God through His gospel, which we declare to you here today. Oh, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on Him today, my friends. He who is both Lord and God. Christ, the Lord. Go to Christ and live. Go to Christ and get your sin dealt with. Get reconciled to God. Get the knowledge of God. And obey the gospel. Repent, says Jesus. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish in your sin, that is. But whosoever believeth shall not perish in their sin, but have everlasting life. Oh, dear friends, today, not tomorrow, now is the accepted time. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. God now commanded all men everywhere to repent. All men everywhere to repent. Repent ye and believe the gospel, says the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? For the kingdom of God is at hand. And you must needs enter it only in that way. By repenting of your sin, coming from it, forsaking it. Forsaking it and turning to God through His Son, Jesus Christ, that you might be forgiven. How you doing, sir? You a Christian?
I love Jesus.
You?
I love Jesus.
Oh, you love Jesus. Yeah, me too. God bless you. So, friends, repent ye and believe the gospel today. Today, now, today, this very day, and be reconciled to God. Repent ye and believe the gospel. You like a copy of God's word? Check these things out for yourself. It's offered to you freely. No cost, no obligation to you, yours, simply and only for the taking. The word of God, able to make you wise for salvation. That is, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You like a copy of God's word? Well, you come and ask for one. No cost, no obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking. You'd like one, come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy. Mercy upon your precious, never dying souls. Good to meet you, young man. How you doing? Thanks for stopping.
Very good.
Yeah, good. Pleased to hear it.
It was nice to hear that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. How long have you been a Christian?
Almost a year.
Right, okay. Wow. Have a listen to that when you go home.
Will do.
Free encouragement. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, good to meet you.
Bless you.
Have a good day.
It's so good that Jesus is everywhere.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Nothing better. Nothing better. Nobody better.
He's coming soon.
That's right. That's right.
The time gave me a vision, by the way.
Time is short. Oh, right. Okay. What was that about?
He gave me a vision that many people will not enter the kingdom.
Well,